In today's healthcare system, patients are connected more than ever. We generate data every time we go to the doctor, and with wearables, we're generating data almost 24/7. This data can become a burden if not analyzed properly and made actionable. Kevin Petrie, a technology evangelist at Attunity, is working with data scientists to create solutions that can access, manage, and share growing sets of data across many platforms and organizations. How are you doing today, Kevin?
Doing very well, Ethan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I talked about in the intro how Attunity is creating solutions to access and manage and share growing sets of data. But before we get to that, what are some of the greatest challenges you're seeing within healthcare with this wealth of data that's growing and growing and growing?
The healthcare industry is fascinating on a few dimensions. The big data management challenges in healthcare are fundamentally similar to those in other industries, which is that organizations need to spend less time on data preparation and more time on data science. They need to be able to look across platforms, because there's always more than one, in order to understand how data is being used and will be used. And then they need to place that data in the right place at the right time in order to meet requirements for analytics, for infrastructure optimization, and cost. The challenges with healthcare are particularly acute for what I see as three different reasons. The first is that health data still resides on too many different platforms, including paper with poor handwriting from a doctor. The digitization of health records is helping on that front. The second reason this is particularly acute for healthcare is that healthcare providers are undergoing some pretty wrenching changes due to disruptive market forces. Risk is moving from patients to providers at long last, making data science a requirement to reduce cost and improve health outcomes. The third reason this is acute with healthcare is that the stakes are high. There's really no other industry that affects everyone, all of us, in such an intimate way. It's increasingly unacceptable to have patient care suffer because the right data point didn't get to the right physician or nurse at the right time.
So, what are you and Attunity doing to address some of those challenges?
We provide software that makes big data management easier for IT managers at healthcare organizations, which frees up their energy and their time for data science. First, we have a visibility tool that enables data architects to profile data usage in data warehouses and what are called Hadoop data lakes. One of the benefits here is identifying cold data, tables or columns in data warehouses that could be stored more cost-effectively in Hadoop and combined with other data types, which would reveal new insights. We also can move the data to optimize cost, utilization, and analytics results. We can help organizations manage multiple file or data transfers at scale very easily. You might have tens or hundreds of data streams, and you can manage that very easily using our software. Together, these tools will lay the foundation for powerful analytics across platforms based on automated workflow and business rules. All this really matters because healthcare providers are wrestling with a lot of data in a lot of formats. We all know valuable insights are there, but making those insights accessible to data scientists is hard today, and our software makes it easier.
So, one of the things you've talked about is a wealth of platforms. How has that been to integrate into different platforms and different types of data?
We have an ecosystem of very tight partnerships with all the major platform providers for Hadoop, cloud, data warehouses, and databases. And because we exist as a Switzerland, we can enable organizations to stay flexible and move across platforms when they need to in order to keep their options open, because a few things are certain. One is that your first big data initiative in healthcare or any other industry will not be your last. And the second is that you're going to need to move data over time. Staying flexible with our Switzerland tool, if you will, is a great way to do that.
Can you provide an example for our audience of how some of these solutions that you've talked about are paving the way for meaningful results within health systems and for patients?
Sure. We have several clients that are doing some really interesting things here. A great example is Philips Healthcare. they were struggling to upload a pretty massive set of data to Redshift, which is the Amazon Web Services analytics platform. They had spent weeks trying to do so by manually writing commands, but the transfers were slow, and this was quickly becoming a bottleneck. We provided Philips Healthcare with software that sped up the upload rate. It took all the manual coding off the table, and literally in 1 hour on a weekend, the Philips team was able to move 37 million records into Amazon Redshift. With their data aggregated in the right place, they were then able to perform some really groundbreaking analytics work. I've had some fascinating discussions with one of their lead data scientists about his work. He recently helped design for a client an emergency room of the future by optimizing physical layout. What they did was they went to an existing emergency room and over a multi-month period analyzed data feeds from RFID badges worn by doctors, nurses, and staff as they journeyed through, if you will, the physical world and the digital world of real emergency room. So every key action and diagnosis and data point and outcome was captured, including survey responses from patients about the level of care they'd been provided. Given this information, hospitals can more easily identify bottlenecks and ways to move people and equipment more efficiently. What came out of this work was recommendations that helped their client design a better facility so that you can have the right doctor, the right nurse, in the right place at the right time, helping the right patient with the right level of care. That's far more easily said than done, and it is enabled through data science.
So it sounds like there's an enormous value being brought to the industry through the transfer of this data. You know, one of the things that we've heard is the growing sets of data is, you know, data integrity. Can you sort of speak to where we're moving right now in healthcare with all this data flowing in and now data from patients, you know, from their daily lives, you know, how that's going to impact utilizing data in the future?
Sure. There are some really promising results already from combining new data points, and the wearable health device trend is a critical piece of that. It's very popular because it makes sense. If you have people who are more informed, they make better decisions about their lives. If you have more informed doctors, they can provide better care. So there are startups like Cypher Health, which enables consenting individuals to send sleep, diet, or exercise metrics through wearable devices like Fitbit to their doctor. If there is a sign of a risk, that patient will get a reminder call. You know, if blood pressure were to spike or weight were to drop, they might be invited to come see the doctor right away. And as a result, you're monitoring things more closely, you're getting better care, and you're solving problems before they get out of control. There's a lot of research that suggests that when people are more conscientious about tracking their health and more informed about what that's telling them, they change their habits. That's all for the better, for the patients and for the doctors. I recently spoke with the COO of a telemedicine provider that serves EMEA and the Americas. His company is using machine learning algorithms to combine a lot of broad demographic and behavioral data with individual monitoring profiles for their consenting patients. And they'll use this algorithm to spot individuals who, based on their history and what we know about human behavior, might be more likely to stop taking prescribed medication, for example. They'll use those insights in order to remind the patient and provide more attentive remote care. Those are just two examples of results we can see today from the wearable health device trends and from the combination of individual data points with more aggregated data.
So it sounds like there's a lot of examples of, you know, how having this data is bringing value. But, you know, getting to that value and looking at the value, you know, are you seeing organizations getting return on investment and improving care for patients through the focus on their data?
I do. I think that we see results more at a micro than a macro level, because it's early days, but there are myriad examples of organizations that are really improving results. And there's no question that with legislative and market changes, both in the U.S. and globally over the last 5 years, it's increasingly mandatory to use big data in order to improve patient care, reduce costs, and improve patient outcomes. I personally find the level of innovation in healthcare, as I said, to be fascinating. There are really some incredible minds focusing on a range of problems: diabetes, malnutrition, improving health, improving lifestyles. I recently attended a healthcare innovation event at MIT in Cambridge, here in Massachusetts, and students and entrepreneurs were sharing a range of pretty inventive ideas. One of the ideas was using a smart handheld device and a special light wave emitter in order to better see veins through skin. On average, it takes a nurse 2.5 times to poke a needle into you in order to find the right vein to draw blood. Bringing that down is good for everyone involved. And that's just one example of ways in which we can use data and use new technology to improve healthcare. At a macro level, I think we can reasonably anticipate some incredible advances in the prevention and treatment of disease thanks to big data integration. This week, SAP had its annual customer conference where a professor from Heidelberg University presented some very impressive charts in a keynote address that show how they're using aggregated research, where they aggregated data from thousands of healthcare records for cancer patients. And you can go to an individual with this information, and based on their specific cancer type tissue samples, you can aggregate from that, look across the population they have, and say, here are some very specific predictions about the care you're going to receive, the likely outcome, and the likelihood of survival. So there's just so many examples of taking aggregate data, applying it to individuals in order to improve care and improve patient outcomes.
So this is an innovation podcast. So I want to talk with you about innovation and the use of data in the future. You know, what's something that you think is going to be possible with more of a focus on innovation within data? And I guess, you know, what are some things that you see coming down the road in the use of data?
One of the things that is still required is the digitization of health records. I think we're making progress, but we have further to go. And the more that we get things into digital format, the more we can obviously complying with privacy regulations, aggregate that data in order to provide better informed decisions and care to individuals. Another huge trend, I believe, will be telemedicine. There are not enough doctors in places like India. And the iPhone is capable of taking high-resolution pictures that can enable informed doctor decisions across the globe in a way that was not possible even 5 years ago. So I think that increasingly you're going to see the ability for individuals to get very personalized, high-quality healthcare in their own homes that can apply to individuals and really raise standards of living in the developed world. It can also facilitate the coming wave of retiring baby boomers who will need more and more care over time. It'll help them stay in their homes longer because they can get increasingly sophisticated healthcare through telemedicine rather than needing to be in a hospice or nursing care home.
So, Kevin, we've talked a lot about what's going on in the industry around data. What's in the future for Attunity, and how is Attunity going to play into this new healthcare ecosystem?
Great question. We will continue to deepen our portfolio in order to help health organizations shrink that time and improve the efficiency of preparing big data, managing big data, and preparing it for analytics. This frees up time for data science, which is the fun stuff, and enables all the incredible innovation that's happening in healthcare. So you'll continue to see us broaden our platform support, deepen our ability to help organizations put the right data in the right place at the right time. We'll continue to partner with leading healthcare organizations, and this is a hugely strategic segment for us because there's so much at stake and so much potential to improve health trends globally by using big data.
Well, I know that more and more data is coming down the pipeline, and I know companies like Attunity will be there to help. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, our guest today has been Kevin Petrie, a technology evangelist at Attunity, who is working with data scientists to create solutions that can access, manage, and share growing sets of data across many platforms and organizations inside and outside of healthcare. Kevin, thanks again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Innovation That Sticks. For more great podcasts, visit hims.org/podcasts. If you have feedback on today's episode or any of our episodes, please email innovation@hims.org.